Hi, this is Steve Halperin with Super Anti-Aging, the podcast whose purpose is to bring you the latest health information and give you the tools to help you obtain optimal health. Remember, medicine is based on a disease model. Doctors in medical school do not really study health, they study disease. Then our major course is in wellness. Unfortunately, what goes as wellness is really early detection, and now you're back into the system. How about if we did majority of people who only needed emergency procedures and unfortunate genetic conditions that couldn't be helped? But as most enlightened physicians know today, lifestyle can have such a major effect on almost every condition. I mean, there are doctors now who go around and lecture and make fortunes telling people to change their lifestyle. Eat whole food. Don't eat processed, chemicalized food. Don't eat tons and tons of sugar. I mean, I'm talking spoonfuls and spoonfuls of sugar. Processed fat. Meat that's been contaminated. Often you'll see on the label, it says, what a lie. It says, you'll go and find chicken and it says, no antibiotics. Well, according to the government, they're not allowed to use antibiotics. So that's a total marketing lie. And then you see cereals and juices and name companies, General Mills and all these other companies, and even health products. I'm shocked, totally shocked when I look at the label and I see grams and grams and grams of sugar. No wonder we have a diabetic society, an obese society. The simplest thing you can do is start to read the labels. I don't care if it's Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or whatever. Read the label on how much sugar per serving, and you'll be shocked. You'll be absolutely shocked how many grams of sugar in these products. 25, 30, 50 grams of sugar. That's absolutely absurd. A person can take in, and they really want, you know, a couple milligrams of sugar a day if you're really going to sweeten your foods. Milligrams. So let's calculate this. It's 1,000 milligrams makes a gram. 1,000 milligrams. A milligram is, you know, a sprinkle of sugar. So you're getting, you know, half a container of sugar if you're doing just the average eating. So that's totally insane. So let's get to the positives. I've watched this field change unbelievably to the point where I was in a supermarket yesterday and ShopRite now has vitamins in a health section, and CVS has their own vitamins and sections. So the idea that taking supplementation might be a value, or at least to many of these corporations, an economic value. I'm sure they're not exactly interested in your health because they'd have great products. And you have to look at these labels and you have to see, and you have to have some knowledge. You know, when you go and you see supplements and you have no knowledge. For instance, you go and you see fish oils and it tells you 125 milligrams of EPA or DHA. That's nothing. Okay. You need anywhere up to 1,000 to 1,500 to really get any kind of fish oil effect. A minimum of 500. And it needs to be pure fish oil. Where's the fish oil coming from? Has it been third-party tested to make sure there are no contaminants? That's why I go with name company brands. That's why I like Life Extension or any of the doctor brand companies. And I'll put this kind of information eventually on my new website. Yes, because, look, we know now that seafood is contaminated. There's all sorts of chemicals, PCBs and plastics and who knows what. And now you got the oil, the fish oil. So where does it come from? It's like the salmon scam. Okay. Oh, this is farm-raised salmon. Well, I talked to the salmon, you know, experts. The problem is that doesn't mean anything. In fact, it's very problematic when it's farm-raised. They charge you more, and because they need to use antibiotics and all sorts of, you know, chemicals and whatnot, because these fish are in a contained environment. They're not in their natural ocean environment. So I only get ocean-based salmon from reputable companies. They don't need the extra contamination. So my other point is, in being healthy, stop worrying about the unimportant things, the scare things. Yes, we do our best. And for instance, summer's being upon us, and we're all, you know, many of us are concerned about sunscreens, and there's been all sorts of negative studies on sunscreens where, yes, it does protect against skin cancers. That's true in certain cases. But remember, melanoma, which is a really deadly type of cancer, as opposed to basal cell cancer, which you see, melanoma often shows up where the sun doesn't shine. How about that? Okay. So what good does your sunscreen do in that case? So it's internal sunscreen protection. And certainly topical sunscreen. I prefer the zinc products. The abazone and benzone and all those listed ingredients have been found to be excreted in the body. They found it in the urine, and we don't know what these do. These, again, a foreign chemical that's put on our skin when we have an easy option. You don't get the toxic reaction from zinc ointments, and they have all sorts of different zinc ointments. So you look a little white. And certain brands look less white. funny story. Before they had sunscreen, this is a little personal anecdote. You know, I went to a dermatologist to get checked. You know, everybody should get checked. And, of course, they don't have anything. And dermatologist looks and, you know, she says, "My gosh, how old are you?" And I tell her my age. She says, you have the skin below the waist of a 35-year-old, a 30-year-old. How come? I said, "That's because I went to the beach at 5 o'clock at night." You know, when I was growing up, oh, yeah, we had sunscreen. My dad used to have a great invention. You take, now listen to this. You take olive oil, not bad. You know, olive oil does have some antioxidants, but, and you mix it with iodine, and then you put it on your skin. And stay in the sun, and you'd get that sunburn. And I said to myself, at an early age, I'm not getting any sunburns. And so, yes, you know, watching when you go out in the sun, wearing a hat, wearing appropriate sun. There are different clothing now that have sunscreen ratings that actually can protect you. And now, what can you do internally? Well, I'm going to tell you something that you probably haven't heard of. And as I said, I put out this information, and I find companies making stuff and saying stuff and not attributing it to the source and not giving, I have no problem with that, but they don't give you the right stuff. Well, here's what they found. By turning on your internal antioxidant system, you can get sun protection. Now, who said this? And this is both UV and UVA damage. Who said this? John Hopkins scientist. Remember, They're experts on sulforaphane. They've been doing it for decades. And at the same time, they specialize in cancer. So they did the experiment. And yes, you could get skin damage protection from the sulforaphane. Now, how do you get really high amounts of sulforaphane to turn on your antioxidant system? Not these junk products that tell you, they lie and they tell you, oh, sulforaphane, we have 1,000 micrograms. That's nothing. Zero. You might as well be zero. And they make all sorts of label claims that aren't real. No one's going and checking how much sulforaphane they actually have, which I will be doing once my website is up, testing both our testing and third-party testing to show you that it actually has it. So where do you get it from? The best place is broccoli seed. Yes, you can eat three-day-old sprouts if you want to. It's not my choice. And you could take your chances with getting it from cruciferous vegetables, which are good, but not necessarily to produce high sulforaphane, because most of them have been grown in ways that they do not have the precursor glucoraphanin, which you need. So what do I do? What I suggest to my clients who are going to bat in the sun, take a nice high dose of broccoli seed. And where do I suggest you get it from? You get it from Vitalica. Regular Vitalica Physician. I prefer the Vitalica Physician at this point, though I will have all three on my website. I like the Physician right now because it's high potency. You only have to take one for normal purposes. If you need to, you can take more than one. It's perfectly fine. What's the best place right at this moment to get it? And they're doing a holiday special. You can go to, you can put in VitalicaPhysician.com. Hopefully it'll take you to Talking Herbals, our former website, or it'll take you to, or you can go online and go to eBay. You'll also see it on eBay. But if you, and you can make an offer on eBay at Vitamin Wholesalers. We do have that special. And at the same time, you can go to Talking Herbals, and at checkout, you will get the special. Or if you want, and yet not finding this, you can call 914-512-0840, 914-512-0840. Or you can email talkingherbals@aol.com, talkingherbals@aol.com. Tell them you heard about this special. You'll be getting a really good deal. You buy two and get one bottle totally free. And while the supplies last, we'll also give you a bottle of 30 broccoli seed, 30 capsules of Vitalica broccoli seed. It's a small dose, but while the supplies last, it'll be totally free. So two bottles at a great price, and a free bottle. Can't say no to free. Again, talkingherbals@aol.com. Just mention you heard it here. Or 914-512-0840. And if you have any questions, you can email me, Steve Halpern, super nutritionist, at Nutra, NutraSteve at hotmail.com. NutraSteve@hotmail.com. So, if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. So they should subscribe. I love looking at subscriptions. It means that people are getting the latest information. As I said, and I'm going to speed up my sources of news articles, brief news articles, that can really make a difference. So you'll hear it first. If you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee you'll hear it first, and you won't have to spend hours and hours searching as I do. So again, thank you so much for listening.